Mulberries are growing 20, 30 years from now. Every season goes along in dirt the whole month round. I want everything to take a shorter piece of time. But time will take your peace if everything is what you try. I'm shorted out, but if a sunrise willed me off of this sand trial, I'd perspectivize the breeze and fly above this standing style. It's a late reply to love's connective thistles in the air, but this'll get me there today. For windy fun times, if I'm scared that it's a temporary fixture, maybe that's just for the best. Cause I went to fix your craziness 10 years before the rest without a mixtape in my ears. I'm dressed in existential dread. My Sunday worst is blessed and quick enough to choke on daily bread. I told them once that it's not personal, but they still purse their lips. My Lipton plastic tastes like cordial that I don't want to drink. I've kicked my tea addiction, but my instruments are full of milk, and silky skills are useless if the fiction compliments a brick. Are sticky, cause we're only at the start, and less encouragement would maybe make for better works of art. But that's a lofty train of thought, let's hit the brakes, because ungrateful modest pride can kill you if and when you find it down inside. Look at me, I'm saying words, hey, what a clever kid, they told me all of that for my whole life, for everything I did. And now it makes me so uncomfortable of anything from then, cause no one cares now, city cynics sitting primly in their dens. But when I went to Megalopolis, I lost this airy drowse, and driven now to productivity and force of mental rouse. I have to drive a car and write a song and share it all around, but I still don't know the point of why I'm getting off the ground. I do know one thing though, and that's that writing's feeling right, a ride of writing, writing's feeling right, a ride of right left rhyming passage through a massive desert guided by a western sensibility of grandpa in the sky and an unexpected nudge every now and then.